as we are continuing with our Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Amherst, as we broadcast from the Mercy Health and Recreation Center at the Holstein Reservation of the Lorraine County Metro Parks. And we have with the President and CEO of Mercy Health System Lorraine Region, Ed Oley, joins us. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
So just before we had the mayor on, you mentioned you've really been in this community for quite a long time, haven't you?
I've been in the community now for 36 years. And I had the honor of meeting Dave Taylor about, I guess it's been about 30 years ago, when he was the commissioner and ran the Little League program in Amherst. And I was a young fellow coaching some young Little League teams at that time.
That's great.
Well, how did your teams do?
We generally did all right. We had our ups and downs.
Must have been fun for you, huh?
It was great. It was great.
Do you remember the sponsor of your team? Who was on the back of what teams they were, or were they different names for that? I was curious. Do you remember the team's names?
The very first team I had was the Amherst Reds Rainbow Team. You know, we had a Little League team, Toledo and El Paso, a number of the kids now are adults. They're professionals, and actually work with them on a professional basis. Some of those that have gotten into healthcare careers. So
that's good.
Well, let's talk about healthcare here, because just right across where I see the Mercy Rehabilitation Services on the second floor. Take us back, you know, a year or two, maybe three, how this all came to be between Mercy and the Metro Parks.
We actually, within Mercy, had been having some discussions about the potential of relocating our outpatient physical therapy rehabilitation services. It was our belief that it's one of those outpatient services that if we could move it outside of the hospital into a more accessible area, it would be extremely good for patients that use these services. About that same time, I got a call and a visit from Dan Martin, who was the president of the Metro Parks at that time, and Bobby Campana, who was serving on the board, and said that we've got a project you might be interested in out off of Oak Point Road, and talked to us about what they were doing, their strategic plan about this particular site, and it all started to mesh and come together. And within, I would say, 60 days from the time they came to see me, we had a handshake agreement on moving ahead with the Metro Parks.
So what can people expect to see here on the second floor?
Well, we've got a beautiful facility here. We have approximately 10,000 square feet. It's a complete outpatient physical therapy setup. We have some novel equipment, if you will, such as an anti-gravity treadmill. So it allows folks we have to be careful with weight bearing. To be able to get the benefits of a treadmill without weight bearing on their joints. By being in this particular site, we've got access to the hydro pools. So the various pool therapies are utilized quite a bit. And then just all of the kind of things that you would expect in a comprehensive physical therapy rehabilitation unit.
Do some of these special equipments come about because of the location that you're at, or are these type of
it
things?
It did. Particularly the hydrotherapy. We really, in the hospital environment, really didn't have access to that modality of therapy. And it's used quite a bit here.
And we talked with Ryan Ladd when we had the tour. He was explaining in much the way people can come here, they can get the physical therapy, then they can get used to a routine or a location that they can go to continue that therapy when it's beyond the care of a physical therapist, when it's on their own just for their own rehabilitation.
So, well, they absolutely do. Individuals that come in and see this building and what it has to offer often become long-term members of facility, as well as our employees. We have a great number of employees of Mercy that are now members of this program.
And that goes into also that whole preventative type of care. As a hospital, it's not all just about treating some illness, it's all the things I've seen. You know, I get the mailers and the calendars and the letters and the newsletters of different, you know, health companies talking about, here's how you can be healthful this month, or these are the things that you do. And this kind of plays into that same kind of theory or idea of doing that sort of thing.
Our parent company, Catholic Health Partners, and locally Mercy, are very committed to preventative care. We see in the next 3 to 5 years that really being the destination of healthcare. And what we're trying to do is be out on the cutting edge. As we begin to manage populations of health, the incentive is going to be on keeping people healthy, keeping people out of the hospital, keeping people from having to have high cost testing and procedures done, as it is today in healthcare. And what Catholic Health Partners and us are trying to do is be leaders in that arena.
Ed, good to see you again here today. And again, congratulations on a terrific partnership, beautiful facility, step in the right direction, no doubt.
Thank you. It's great to have you out here today to be a part of this. Thank you.
It's great to see this facility out here. We enjoy our time out here. Ed, thank you very much for your time this morning.